Okay, for our class on the Ten Commandments, first of all, let's say the Ten Commandments in order. Okay? We'll say the shortened form. Okay? Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Thou shalt not make any graven image and bow down before them. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain. Thou shalt remember the Sabbath day and keep it holy. Honor thy father and mother. Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not bear false witness. Thou shalt not covet. All right. Tell me. Place in the Bible will you find the Ten Commandments? What two places will you find the, what chapter, book and chapter, what two places? Okay. Exodus 20 and Deuteronomy 5. Okay. Girls, we're glad to see you today. The class is already dismissed, so you can go right to your class. Oh, those girls. Okay. And, all right, tell me what verse in the Bible, what verses, where did you find where it says that the Ten Commandments is summarized in two great commandments? Where did you find that? Where would you find in the Bible where the Ten Commandments are summarized into two commandments? Matthew? What chapter? Close. 22. What verses? Well, I think we ought to work on this. 37 through 40. Okay? Where will you find that the Ten Commandments are summarized in two commandments? Matthew 22, 37 through 40. Okay? In the Ten Commandments, this is a true and false question. In the Ten Commandments, there are blessings and cursings. True or false? How many say false? How many don't want to answer? How many say true? Okay. It is true. In the Ten Commandments, there are blessings and cursings listed. Okay. Do you think the Ten Commandments ought to be applied to your life? Okay. Do you think the Ten Commandments... we'll vote on this one, okay? All right, we'll see how you're doing. How many think the Ten Commandments ought to be a significant part of the rules and the practices of your family? Okay. How many think the Ten Commandments are just 10 little commandments that you memorize and don't really have any meaning for today? Anybody vote on that one? Okay. The class is getting smaller, you notice. It is interesting. It is interesting. Okay, so we're continuing our discussion on, you know, that's why the discussion groups are interesting, because, you know, now you get down to the nitty gritty of really talking about these things. When you're in the big class, you can just kind of hide in the corner and put your time in, and it isn't personal, and doesn't you know, really, you know, you don't have to really get too involved. And so, but this is good. Okay, you are dismissed to your classes. I hope, how many worked on this this week at all? Oh, great, four ladies. You know what? It's great, ladies have this genuine faith, but men, you know.
We have bad memories.
Okay. So I thought we would start off with a fun one. Okay. Gang membership. Okay, that's number 23, gang membership. How does gang membership associate with the Ten Commandments? Okay.
Goes against all of them.
Yeah.
All of them.
Especially number one, because if you don't do number one, you don't do any of them. And they have to kill, they have to rob, they have to lie, they have to rape.
Okay, so in a gang membership, who is God?
The gang.
The gang.
Leader.
Yeah, gang. The gang, they make the laws.
Yes.
So, obviously, clear violation of thou shalt not have no other gods before me. And kind of interesting, a sad thing, but yeah. I mean, this one isn't too, you might say in one sense, isn't too tough to figure out. Well, they're the law. Now, associate that with something else. No, associate that principle with something else.
That's a good one. That's a
All right.
They think they're
bad. Okay. Well, wait a minute. Well, let's get a little bit closer to home.
Okay.
We don't have anybody in our church in a gang.
The Lord.
Peer pressure.
Exactly. What is the difference between a gang and young people who are living to please other young people?
Same
principle. You know, they say that for teenagers, who are the number one counselors of teenagers?
Their peers.
Violates every principle of common sense. Yes?
Yes, I know it's mostly a problem with a lot of the Southern Baptist churches or Southern in the South, like Masons.
Oh, my dad used to be a Mason. I was a Job's daughter for a long time.
Okay, so that's the same principle, isn't it?
Yes.
You have a secret oath that you declare your tongue will be cut out if you reveal the secrets of Masonic Lodge.
Well, it's that G.
Yeah. So, obviously, that makes it pretty simple. Lodge membership, Masonic membership is... Because they got another God. Yeah, they got another God, yeah. That is the basic line of the Masonic Lodge. And Job's daughters and all of that. Secret organization. It's called a secret organization. Okay? And so, you know, the politicians are all, many of the big-time politicians are members of secret organizations. What's the place out in San Francisco? You hear the place in San Francisco, all the big shots are members of, cost them $5,000 a year to be a member.
Oh, that, like, private,
where they... Yep.
Oh.
Yep. It's elite.
I don't know what part of it
is. I can't think of it. Your husband would know.
It's...
Huh? No. It's but it's interesting. They have druid ceremonies, and it's really a homosexual oriented political. So it's amazing when you start thinking about things. And so in a secret organization, who's God? Yeah. God isn't God. So the question is, could a real, genuine Christian who's an obedient to God be a member of those organizations?
No. If you don't know any different, they really brainwash you, like Job's daughters and the Masons.
They make it sound like it's real spiritual, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah, and you think you're getting closer to God, because even in the end, we were always wearing purple, and we had to form the cross and sing, "Nearer, my God, to thee." That was always the end of the secret. Oh, I just told a secret. Sorry.
Well,
anyway, that was part of
it.
Yeah, well, that's all.
I used to hate it.
It's like, what if God had given her a
dislike for you when she was 10? Well, you know, yes, Mr. Griffin, he was a part of the Masonic Lodge, and the turning point is the 33rd degree. And when you get to the 33rd degree, you are actually saying pagan demonic oaths.
Wow.
Yes. There it is. Bohemian Grove. Yeah.
Bohemian what?
Bohemian Grove secret club outside of San Francisco, among the redwoods. And pretty bad.
I didn't know if you wanted that or the gang, because I know the worst one's the MS-13, so I didn't know what you wanted.
Well, it's the same, but the principle is the same.
Right.
The principle is the same. You have a God that God is not God. Yes?
I know in the Catholic Church, the gentleman, Montgomery, belonged to a club. It's like an old state or something. Are you familiar with that?
The Catholic version of the Masonic Lodge is called Knights of Columbus.
No, it's not that. I don't know if it is or not. That's why I was asking the question. I don't know if it is.
Mm-hmm. Pardon me?
That's Columbus,
it's the Catholic version of the Masonic Lodge. Mm-hmm. I don't really know that much about it, but the basic premise of the Masonic Lodge is you're saved by your good works.
Mm-hmm. I was watching a show on someone who came out of the Masonic Lodge, and what they don't, part of the big secret is they don't tell you till you're way high up that you're actually worshiping Satan all along. You think you're worshiping God, but then when you're high up, that's when they reveal who you're actually worshiping. And by then, so many people are so
brainwashed,
far into it that they just they've seen all the power that it accumulates. You know, like you said, a lot of politicians, a lot of very rich people. Once you get to that highest level, and they reveal that.
Oh yeah, because it's for a lot of people, it's connections.
I was going to tell you, I remember when my father was a Mason, and they actually have the Masonic Bible, and then, you know, they have that sign with G. Well, that's the big secret, and it's not God, that's not the word, but like you said, you know, you reveal it, you know. So he gave me that Bible, and he's like, the G word somewhere in here. Now, if you find it, I'll let you know. So I'm going through it. I'm like really little, like 7, 8 mm-hmm. years old. But I'm just wondering if that Masonic Bible has the same scripture. You know what I'm saying? Is it like the
twisted scripture? That's usually the King James. But it doesn't really, they don't go by, they just take out of it what they want and throw away the rest. So there's a few verses they use. But so let's get real close to home here. Okay. Where's Greg? What about unions?
There you go.
But there was such an uproar when Scott Walker tried to take collective bargaining away. Mm-hmm. It was really removal of power.
Yeah, well, you know, it's interesting that one of the members of our church told me that his former neighbors were teachers at East Troy School District. And they voted Republican, but they would never, ever talk about it. They couldn't talk about it at school. That was totally taboo. You know? Now, so what you're really talking about is a control system of controlling people's minds and controlling their vote, but it's really almost controlling their morality. And what is the manipulator here? Mm-hmm.
Could you share maybe what Thomas, how Thomas?
Well, I mean, yeah, I mean, yeah. Now, praise the Lord, there's laws that you don't have to join a union,
right?
And that they can't force you to join a union. Yeah, they can't. If they do, they're in big trouble. But that has not always been so. So that's a tough one.
What about this organization, ARC? The AARP?
Well, let's go to... I would have an answer to that one. My answer would be the Sixth Commandment. What is the Sixth Commandment? Yep. And what is ARPs in all in favor of?
Abortion.
ARP, is that the one that's for... I thought that was an elderly one.
That's right. Association of Retired Persons.
And is that up that you're voting for abortions? You're voting for euthanasia? You're voting for all of these things? They take your name. If you are a member,
mm-hmm.
they take your name, and you are voting for these things.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, I think that, that one is probably a little bit more difficult in some ways. I think that, probably the real... real problem of 4-H and those type of things, because I was in 4-H as an unsaved person, is the immoral talk in the barns, unsupervised boys and girls.
They actually have a club they go to in Madison where the boys and girls co-mingle, and they get the camp kind of together, and it's called a leadership.
Maybe it was an opportunity to
witness, but it's an unspoken reality of what it's all about, you know. And I know a person, in fact, a good godly girl, and her grandfather grand championship at World Dairy Expo with his cattle. And so cattle and, you know, if you have that in your blood, you know, there's a real knack of understanding cattle and genetics and showing. And so this man was a Christian. He had two daughters. And all the grandkids, of course, were related to the farm and the cattle and showmanship. And one daughter said, our children aren't going to be in 4-H. Because of what they knew took place in the barn. And the other daughter said, our children will be in 4-H because that, you know, it's something that really is important. It's in your blood. Well, guess whose family's kids all went to the world? They both went to church every Sunday. They both had family devotions. But there's one big loose chain there. One link in the chain. Boom. Yes.
Would you consider Girl Scouts and Brownies and Boy Scouts all the same thing?
Well, I think that of course Girl Scouts is not even really in the vogue today because it's a lesbian organization. Yes.
I think what we have to keep in mind is what things started out, they have digressed.
Mm-hmm.
And that's part of the problem. You know, maybe what we saw and then...
It's, Girl Scouts is pro-lesbian.
Oh, okay.
There's a lot of feminists running it. Just like with the Boy Scouts, one of the heads is a homosexual.
Right.
Yeah.
I was just going to say, because they're even going to find, you know, peer pressure in the church.
Yes.
I mean, you
yes.
know, in a,
mm-hmm.
in a certain way. Especially
yeah.
the children that don't...
But to associate with that which is, you know, spoken, this is what we stand for.
This is where we're standing. As
okay.
As church standing. Right.
Mm-hmm. And then you deal with the practical aspects of it, okay? I mean, the practical aspects of it are that there are very... How many saved people among the Boy Scouts? How many saved people among the Girl Scouts? It's ecumenical.
There's one thing you think about. There's one thing in common with all the organizations you talk about is ungodly leadership.
Yep.
That's where it begins.
Mm-hmm.
And everything below that leadership isn't going to be any better than the leadership.
Right. And, you know, I mean, and what can you expect? It is not a Christian organization. It doesn't go by the Bible. Yeah.
And you can go there and be a good witness. Today, all that's gone.
Yeah. I would say that's so. I mean, I was unsaved. I was in Boy Scouts. There was good things I learned. But, oh boy, I remember going to Boy Scout camp. And I can't remember, Long Lake Boy Scout camp, okay? And guess what? The leader from our community had just gotten out of jail. Yeah. Little town of Delafield, you know, Pack 44 or whatever we were, you know, went to Long Lake, and the adult man that was our
leader,
okay, for us that week, had just gotten out of jail. And, you know, I mean, I had no contact with that kind of people, and I didn't have anything really negative to think, you know. But I heard all these stories about the police coming and getting him, and anytime there was trouble, they would come to his door, and all this stuff, you know. And I look back now at it, and I said, somebody really wasn't thinking too good. And, you know, just thinking all the things that I could have been exposed to as a little kid. Because why? If you're unsaved, you don't have really a system of morality.
Or discernment.
Okay, so we got on gang membership. That's interesting. And like someone said, gang membership violates every one of the Ten Commandments because there is no law except what their law is, okay? And the thing is, same thing with peer pressure today. With peer pressure, is there any, let's put it in a practical sense, is with peer pressure, is there any Bible? Okay, so what their friends say is far more important than anything else. Or what their friends think is far more important than anything else. You know, so what? How do you know that you have negative peer pressure?
It's not applying to the
Bible. Yeah, but what's the practical thing? When young people don't want certain adults with them, when that would hinder the party,
and they're doing something wrong.
Then you know, you know, it's interesting the things that go on that, you know, I don't get asked about. Okay, so that's interesting. Okay, now let's go to another interesting one. Okay, let's go to number, well, which one do you want to do next?
Work character.
Work and character, number 12. Okay. Which commandment do you think that laziness violates? Start on the list. How about starting with number one? Does a lazy person want God to rule over them? No. Who do they want to rule?
Unless they get saved and changed.
Yeah. But really, laziness is a pretty big God, isn't it? I mean, I think of that verse, slothfulness casteth into a deep sleep. You know? You know, laziness can just think of how anybody will come to the point where how much difficulty they will go through just to avoid having to sweat.
Well, it's harder. They spend more time, more effort.
To avoid.
Whatever thing they've had to do at work, it could be finished.
Mm-hmm.
Think about it. It was already done.
Okay. And, this is a funny application, but let me ask you a question. Is it work to read your Bible?
Yeah.
Okay. Is it work to pray?
Yeah.
Okay. Now think about it. Thinking about work and thinking about the Ten Commandments. Second commandment forbids false worship. Okay. The reason, number one reason that the CCM music is so popular in the churches, the soft rock.
Somebody wonders what CCM
music is. It's called Christian contemporary music. It's the opposite sound of the hymns.
Well, sometimes it's close, so they don't catch it.
But it all has the rock beat. Okay, everybody know what the rock beat is? Okay, the most normal timing in music is called the 4/4 timing. Okay? A quarter note has one beat and there's four beats to the measure. Okay? And in 4/4 time, you have da 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 1, 2, 3, 4. No. You have the emphasis on the first beat. Think of any of the songs we sang. Okay? Let's think.
Jesus loves me.
Jesus loves me. See? Yep. Jesus loves me. One, two, three, four. Okay? Now, rock beat is called the syncopated beat. Okay? Okay? And this, and the rock beat is one, two, three, four. It's exactly the opposite. One, two, three, four. One, two, three, four. One, two, three, four. Okay? And the effect is what we call, I don't know, this is my term, okay? Jamming of the nervous system. Okay? So the nervous system works on one, two, three, four. One, two, three, four. That's the orderly plan. The syncopated beat is exactly the opposite. And so now what it does is it controls you. Okay? It is a controlling factor. Okay? Now, so let's put it in simple terms. When you sing Amazing Grace, you sing it the right way. You have to decide if you're going to sing it. You have to decide if you're going to think about the words. You have to decide if you're going to let the message stir your heart. Okay? With CCM music, you don't have to decide anything. It grabs you. You feel it. Okay? Okay? You know, when you read your Bible, you have to submit yourself, you have to yield, you have to think, you have to meditate. That's work. Okay? But the modern Christianity doesn't want to have to work. Okay, they want to get spiritual feeling without spiritual work. Okay, and so how do you get that feeling? With the rock beat. Okay, and the CCM music today is the rock beat. Okay, and so it doesn't really matter. Okay, so I just read they have homosexual groups at Bible colleges now. Wheaton College has a gay support group.
Is that to help them get out of that lifestyle?
No. It's in favor of it. Okay, so if you read what these people say, what will they say? They will say, I have as much contact with God as you. Now, how can they say that? This is how they say that, because their music is this music, and their religion is a feeling religion. And so they feel their religion. And they go to church to get a emotional feeling, and it's stirred up by their music. And that's, you know, you can see their bodies moving, okay? And you think that it's all about their, you know, their soul. No, it's their body that's moving, okay? Yes?
I was just going to ask you, with the syncopated, mm-hmm. the rock, I've heard testimonies before where unsaved, as they've heard a song, and... Like, I mean, I'll admit, I listen to cable.
Yeah, which is all bad music.
Oh, okay. Anyway, what I was getting to was that, like the non-Christian, I've heard testimonies where they've been saved through the music. So does that mean they're not saved?
Let me ask you a question. That's a good question. Okay? So... anybody who studied rock music, all you have to do is go to Mick Jagger, Rolling Stones.
Which I used to listen to all that.
And John McCarthy from the Beatles, okay? They will tell you that that rock music is rooted in Satanism. Okay? All right, so we have to realize that, you know, God's grace is bigger than anything. We have to understand that. But if a person thinks that in violation to the second commandment, you can worship God with the devil's sound, what are they, what view do they have of God now? Would you say they have a confused view of God? Or would you say they have a correct view of God? They would have a confused God. They would be, let's say, they could be genuine. They could be sincere. They could be well-meaning. But weren't the people of Israel well-meaning when they made a golden calf and said, yeah, and said, Moses is gone. We got to worship something, you know. And it was directly against God's law.
So you don't think the Lord? I mean, I understand what you're saying about the beat.
Mm-hmm.
They're actually doing scripture. I mean, they're singing scripture, and I know what you mean about now moving the body versus like the soul.
Okay.
The body that's completely unsafe.
Okay.
Could the Lord draw them in that way and then learn, like I'm learning right now?
Oh, they could. It's going to be, in one sense of the word, for most of them, Satan will have them. Okay. He gave up some ground, but he still got them.
Wow, and they don't even know.
They don't even know, because if you know that you're being deceived, are you being deceived?
No. I mean, yeah.
No.
No.
Let me
say it. you're sweet, Debbie. Okay. So if you know you're being deceived, then you couldn't be deceived.
Okay.
You see, the devil is the deceiver. And so he tricks people into thinking that everything is fine when it isn't. And so Jesus said, the truth will make you free.
You shall know the truth.
You shall know the truth, and truth will set you.
If no one comes along, Caleb isn't going to say, oh, by the way.
Yeah.
You know, well, it's someone coming along.
Mm-hmm. But you see, the fact is, Caleb has got people because they aren't going to come to a church like this.
No.
You know why?
Why?
Because the music doesn't have the feeling that they're used to.
You don't like Fox River then, huh?
You don't like what they do.
Okay.
You don't like what
because this is okay. So what will this? What does this music do? This music says, okay, this word says you can have the world, which is that music, and God at the same time.
You know, could you mention too about like...
You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But that's the result. That's the result. You go to a young person that goes to that kind of church, and you talk to them about dressing modestly, what are they going to do?
Oh, that's true too, because I know people that,
My nephew goes there and lives with his girlfriend, so it's whatever your...
Mm-hmm, yeah, in fact, It's all about, you can have the Lord and the world at the same time. Now, God is bigger than man's foolishness, and people get saved, you know. But if they're saved and they obey God, guess what? They're going to be leaving. But that's a rarity. Huh. Okay. Okay. Oh, man, we're in a hot pot, too. Okay.
I was just going to say, during Days for Dance, Pastor John talked a little bit about where this rock beat originated from. And he went back to Buddhism.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Caribbean and all that, and the way you kind of lay it out, it makes a lot of sense. And that's where a lot of that stuff came from. So it started out with satanic worship as it is. And I didn't know that until, you know,
Years. In fact, there's a boy who was saved in Singapore. And he went to Trinity Baptist Bible College, supposed to be a fundamental school in Jackson. Yeah, Singaporean. He was a Buddhist, okay? And he got to this Bible college and to their opening revival meeting, and he said to the pastor, he says, I can't come here. This is the kind of music when I was a Buddhist we would call the demons with. And the pastor says, well, I guess maybe you should go to a more conservative school then. But he didn't say his music was wrong.
Right.
And he didn't acknowledge that was the kind of music they used to call demons. You know, he was just saying, it's just a matter of opinion. This people, there's opinion over there. That's what theirs is. And this is ours. And therefore, your opinion is that. And therefore, you go there. You see, today we have come into, rather than 10 commandments, we have 10 suggestions. Yes. Praise bands, worship leaders. Yeah.
There's so much attention on focus, handheld mics. Mm-hmm. And even if you have that God-given talent, you take it on the road. I see.
Well, if you think about Christianity, okay. Just think of, we're not going to put them too high up, but think of the pilgrims. Was it the congregation singing, or was it a band leading the people?
It edifies that single person. Or
right, okay. And there's a lot of intricacies, and it's all, we'll go back to the first commandment. Who is number one? God. This is supposed to be focusing on God, not me. Okay, well, let's go to one that's maybe more fun, okay? All right. Oh, we never talked about work. Well, work is about submitting yourself to your duty to God and your duty to man, isn't it? Isn't that why you work? Is you submit to your duty to God and you submit to your duty to man. Okay? So socialism is based on what? The state is going to take care of you. Christianity is based on the fact that I have a obligation to work, to produce, to fulfill my obligations to God and to mankind. You know, isn't that really a real significant part of life? And the young person who doesn't want to work is really saying what? You know, in Italy, they say that the average person finds a job for the first time at age 28. 28. They live under their parents' handouts. Yeah. Wow. You know, and you think about this. I mean, when you start thinking about this, you just think, well, here's a great Bible study, you know, about what's the importance of work. Why do we work? You know, why don't we want to work? What about putting no other gods before me? You know, can we be our own God? You know, and we're the end of the system. Whatever, how it affects me, okay? Well, we have 5 minutes. Okay, how about 10? Amusements. Does anybody know what the word amusement means?
No for fun. No thinking.
Means no thinking.
Really?
Yeah. The word muse, okay, is the word to think. And is a negative, means no. No thinking.
So would yoga be an amusement?
Yoga, no, yoga is really, that would violate one and two. Because yoga is really all about oriental religion and demons. Yeah. Yeah, it's really, you know, we're supposed to meditate on the Word of God. You're just supposed to meditate and open your mind to whatever is there. Okay? So amusement really is, you know, we're going somewhere so we don't have to do any thinking. Okay? Is that true? Yeah. They aren't doing any thinking. Are they thinking about are they thinking about the atmosphere? Huh?
It's being subliminated.
Okay, you don't think about it. You know, what a person will do for amusement, they will violate all their rules so they can enjoy their amusement. They wouldn't have that music in their bedroom or in their house. They wouldn't be rubbing shoulders with those kind of people. You know, they wouldn't, there's a lot of things they wouldn't be doing, but it's all about what? Pleasure. And so it really is an amusement park. It has meant to eliminate any, you know, any thinking that would hinder what you're doing. Now, not, you know, we can be kind of overboard on it, but I think there's some reality here, you know. And, you know, when we become a Christian, there should be some, and young people really have a hard time with this, there should be a borderline that says, wait a minute, you know, this really isn't what I live, this isn't really what, I'm living for, you know. This is not the kind of place that I really want to live. But in order to have fun, you do it.
What did you do with 10 children through your lifetime? And they have Christian fun. Well, not work. I mean, besides work. And
work.
More work.
You need to enjoy swinging the bar.
I mean, what did you
do? You know what? The fact is, some got it more than others. Some got it more than others. Yeah. Yeah, there's opposites, and, you know, there's constructive things. And really, again, it all has to do with the person's relationship with God. You know, if they want to develop their life versus, you know, whatever. So this is kind of... did anybody take the list and apply the list to TV viewing?
Yes.
Yeah.
Something that I apply to everything, if you go through the list, if it's not right, it doesn't come to the first command.
That's right. If it's not right. Okay, so TV viewing, let's go to the second half. Do they honor father and mother, TV?
No.
How about killing? How about adultery, immodesty? How about stealing? How about lying? How about covetousness? The whole Hollywood TV scene is violating the second half of the Ten Commandments, like massively. And so when you watch this movie, you're sitting there. Man, you check this out here. No, no. Whatever, just let her come in. Right? So what is that? That is breaking, that is a total breakdown of the inhibitions, isn't it?
It's amusing.
There we go. There we go. There you go. Amusement. You got it. Man, you're really good in this one. Okay. You know what? The Lord gives us a big whammo, and then we kind of, And we get over it, and then the next time, oh, no. Okay. Lord, we pray that you'd bless these truths and thoughts. And we thank you that, Lord, the truth is a blessing. It may sometimes be a hard adjustment, but it brings blessing and freedom. And we pray that you'll use the truths that we looked at today for your glory in each of our lives. And help us, Lord, to have grace to sincerely and with your help apply them to life. In Jesus' name, amen.